every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. My name's Corey Marino, and I am running this ship today because the two Rams legends are out on assignment. We do have a special, really special show for you today. It's about an interview with Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce. And we are on the little Hall of Fame kick because Jackie Slater, he is a Hall of Famer. He was inducted in 2001. He went to Canton to go see the ceremony on August 2nd to see the new recruits for the Hall of Fame, which included Jared Allen, Eric Allen, Antonio Gates, and Sterling Sharp. And I am the producer on the show. I am the stats guru, the stats extraordinaire, as they would like to call it, because I love these really cool stats that you can find, and two of them about the Hall of Fame. About the new inductees is Antonio Gates is the first player in the Hall of Fame to have never played in college football. He was an actual basketball recruit, and he came out, never played a down, got onto the Chargers, and ended up being one of the best tight ends to have ever actually played the game. It was a very inspiring story, and it kind of ties in with what Isaac Bruce has to say with the resilience and the work ethic that it takes, not only the talent that it takes to get to the NFL Hall of Fame and to actually just have an amazing career in the Hall of Fame. And another crazy stat is Sterling Sharp, now that he's in, him and his brother Shannon Sharp are the only two brothers in the Hall of Fame. And I think that's very special. Sterling Sharp, in my opinion, was a better receiver than his brother, who was a tight end. His career got cut short by injury, unfortunately. But it is what it is, and he's in the Hall of Fame, so I don't think he's that upset about it now. We are going to have a great show for you today. We're talking to Isaac Bruce, the legendary Rams receiver. He was drafted in 1994, and through his 16-year career with the Rams, he had over 1,000 receptions for over 15,000 yards and 91 touchdowns. And who could forget the play in 1999 where he was the key ingredient in the Rams' surprise turnaround and they got to the Super Bowl. In the Super Bowl, he grabbed 6 receptions for 162 yards and 1 touchdown. And you know what that touchdown was. It was the 73-yard reception that proved to be the game winner with 1:54 left. We have a great show for you. Stick around. You're going to love it. Enjoy.
And now for Harmony Cheese. Here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers, but the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater, and we have an incredible guest today from the Rams organization and from the 49ers for a couple of years. Isaac Bruce, drafted, in 1994, and he totaled over 1,000 yards, actually receptions, 1,024 receptions, 15,208 yards. This man, a 16-year career with the Rams. From 94, he's drafted, he's on the Rams in 94 to 2007, goes to the 49ers 2008, 2009. Starting role with the Rams just in his second season, popped right in there. One of the great seasons by a wide receiver in league history. Listen to this one. The yardage would have been a new NFL record, except for this. Do you ever hear this guy, Jerry Rice, was in the same year? Yeah. These guys were battling here, Isaac Bruce and Jerry Rice. Jerry posted 1,848 yards, and Isaac Bruce, the first in NFL history to record three consecutive games with 170 or more receiving yards.
Three games,
that's right, consecutive. Right?
Absolutely.
Exactly. Got it. Never been done before.
And it's a record. Bruce produced 8 1,000-yard seasons, 10 seasons in which he recorded 60 or more receptions. He leaves L.A., and I think the owner took him into St. Louis there, and they get into Super Bowl 34, a first-place finish that year, a Super Bowl victory, 77 receptions, 1,165 yards, 12 touchdowns, earns him an All-Pro nod. He gets into the Rams, high franchise best 13-3 record at the time. Right. Need I say more? He's a Hall of Famer, ladies and gentlemen, Isaac Bruce. Isaac, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Phyllis, thanks for having me. Brother Slater, Vince, Mike, thanks for having me on, man. Let's have some fun.
Looking forward to this, Brother Bruce, for quite some time.
Definitely.
It's so great to have you on, Bruce, and thank you for joining us. You know, my only regret playing in the NFL and playing for the Rams was not having you to throw to, Isaac, because we could have lit it up. It would have been so much fun for me. I have to tell you, because you and Jackie played a couple years together with the Rams, and you wore number 80, he wore number 78, so your lockers were right next to one another. What was that like in the locker room?
Having
to deal with this guy every day, with all his antics. I mean, how'd you put up with him being right next to you like that?
You know what? It was really special. I think, when I first got drafted way back in 1994, and I'm sitting in the locker room, and I can look to my left and I can see Jackie Slater, a guy who's been in the National Football League for a very long time at that time. And then I started doing my calculations in my head that, his rookie year was 1976. And I was born in 1972. So, you know, I was kind of putting those two things together. And I was like, wow, I'm here. But this guy here, he's been here for a very long time. And not only that, I enjoyed watching Jackie Slater dress for practice. Ooh. Watching him get dressed for practice was an event within itself. You know, taping up everything, his fingers to the pads he wore on his arm. And I watched Jackie. Jackie was a mentor of mine, just the way he practiced and went about practice like it was a game. So by the time Sunday rolled around, you know, it was very easy for him. So I kind of picked that up from him. And every time I went out to practice, I treated it like a game. And I got that from the Hall of Famer, Jackie Slater. That's my guy.
Isaac, you should watch the way he prepares for this show. He tapes everything up just before he goes on the air with it. That's great. It's amazing.
I bet.
Well, Isaac certainly has the great work ethic, Michael.
Yes, that, absolutely.
Yeah, he probably picked up from Jackie, but I'm sure he brought that to the table as well. But you know what? Nobody worked any harder than you did, Isaac. But you were such a key member of that greatest show on turf. My question to you, Isaac, is where did that name come from? And then how was that offense so special? What made it so special?
Well, I'll say the name was first spoken, you know, in a team facility by the great Tony Horn. Tony Horn was a receiver on the team. He was a special teams ace. He did the kickoff returns for us. And I think he mentioned it. Not only that, I think he also named the touchdown celebration that we had those years, the Bob and Weave. So I think he's the originator of it. And we kind of latched on to it because it sounded real cool and it was different. It was a play on, you know, on the circus, what the circus would bring to town. And when we came to town, we were bringing the greatest show on turf. But just to play with those group of guys, you know, it's an experience that I'll never forget. You know, when we talk about team sports and just how important team sports is, from a camaraderie to, you know, just genuinely liking each other and being around each other, being able to celebrate each other. We truly had that with the greatest show on turf. And I've been on a lot of different teams and been in a lot of different locker rooms with a lot of different faces. But that era, you know, that really sticks out as my professional football career to me.
You're absolutely right. And I remember being fortunate enough to, at the end of my career, to be able to come there and watch you practice and to watch you interact with your teammates, some very special guys, Marshall Faulk and Orlando Pace. And, you know, you're just a ton of great, great football players I watched.
Yes.
And the thing that I wondered about, I used to look at guys like you, and I would say, you know, these guys are going to have an opportunity to experience a lot of glamour and experience, you know, just the names being called every time they catch a ball. And whereas a big guy like me, you know, only might get my name called in a game for holding. And I remember watching you, Ike, and I remember thinking to myself, this guy works so hard. I wonder how is he going to be able to last. And so when I look back and I see that you played 16 years in the National Football League, I know how difficult it was for me to get the couple of decades in that I did. Tell me about that process, your mindset, and right. what were you thinking, you know, as you prepared for a season?
Well, Jackie, I think it's like this because, you know, as rookies, when I came in 94, probably when you came in 76, there were, you know, statements or proclamations or prophecies that people say, you know, this only lasts so long. You've been an offensive lineman, you probably only last 3 years in the league, or you'll probably only last, you know, 3 years in the National Football League as a wide receiver. Right. You know, when I heard stuff like that, I chose not to believe it. I chose to believe that I can play as long as I wanted to play. I can be highly productive as long as I wanted to be highly productive. So that was always my mindset. If it didn't agree with some of the goals that I set for myself, I was quick to really just, you know, pluck it out like a weed and replant another thought. And I think that's what helped my longevity. And on top of that, I saw guys like you played 20. I saw guys like Jerry Rice. He was playing, you know, 10 plus years. Michael Irvin, he played a while. Other guys like Henry Ellard, he played, you know, a very long time in the National Football League.
That's
and
right.
I figured if those guys could do it, you know, I can do it the exact same way. And from a nutrition standpoint, I think that was a really a key in my career. I started to learn about nutrition, what worked with the body, what didn't work for the body. And I really honed in on that, you know, probably after my eighth or ninth year. And that really pushed me to really have the longevity that I had.
Mm. Well, you never would have thought that you would have played as long as you did when people watch you work. In fact, I remember a scenario where it was said that, you know, one of the reasons why you had pulled a hamstring was because you didn't participate in the off-season program for enough reps, and you didn't have 55% participation in the off-season program, and that was the reason why you hurt. But then I came to find out, I'm thinking, how could that be? I come to find out when Mike Marks was hired as the offensive coordinator, one of his main charges was to make sure that he got you healthy and kept you on the field, and the number one thing he did was limit your reps. Because I don't ever remember you being a guy that didn't work hard. And that was the problem. You were overworking and therefore hurting yourself, and you just had inability to take yourself out of those situations. Talk to me about, if you were a young guy, a young Isaac Bruce, what would you tell, how would you advise him about the difference between tough, tenacious working and then being healthy, keeping yourself healthy?
Well, you know what? The first thing I would try to convey is that the wisdom part of the game is extra important. The nutrition part of it is important as well. And you know, I've heard some great players throughout their careers and throughout interviews and other things that I've heard them say is that sometimes rest is best.
So all right, we're going to find out about that, Isaac. Hang on here. We got a quick break coming up. More with Isaac Bruce. It's On Point Live. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Brought to you by HarmonyCheese.com. Email us onpoint@crntalk.com. Don't forget, we're giving away some Harmony cheese packages along with Vince Ferragamo wine. So get that website at onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll be back On Point Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater from the Rams. And, you know, a lot of times we just kind of keep it in the Ram family if we can. So our guest today is Isaac Bruce, part of the greatest show on turf, the Bob and Weave celebrations in the end zone. And just before the break, Isaac, you were talking about kind of the differences here, what you need to do to last in the NFL, and you were getting into some things there, nutrition, and yet we kind of paused you there on sleep. Now, this is not a health show, but I've found over the years, seriously, to learn from athletes, you got to kind of be prepared and get your rest. So
that's right.
Finish your thoughts there, Isaac. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's definitely important being able to, you know, experience rest, you know, force yourself to rest if you have to at times, and do all you can to learn about nutrition, what works with the body, what foods work with the body, what doesn't work with the body. So to me, that was extra important. So the one thing I would tell a younger version of myself is that, you know, your mindset going in to anything that, you know, at a high level, playing football at a high level, is of the utmost importance. You believing that you can do something starts between the ears, and that would be the info or the wisdom that I would give to a younger version of myself.
Wow,
love to watch sports for the concentration value, and talking to you guys and talking to guests we've had on the show, it is all about concentrating and giving it that little extra advantage. You have to be there, be in person on the ground, and have your feet planted there. And I think that nutrition, everything is part of. When you guys retire, do you continue doing that? You guys are in good shape, Isaac. Isaac Bruce, you look in good shape. Yeah. What's the secret now as you continue?
That's the same thing. It's part of the routine or the habits that you built while you were playing, and continue to, you know, participate in those habits. So, you know, going, getting the nutrition, getting workouts, training, those things are always important so that you live a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, you're also working to keep this cardiovascular system functional. So, you know, walks, little light runs and things like that helps. You know, guys like myself and guys like Jackie and Vince look the way that we look. So it's important to us, and it becomes a habit that is hard to break.
Let me ask you one other question here on that line. In your deepest, darkest moments, you, Isaac Bruce, Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo, don't you sometimes just want to flop on the bed and turn on a James Bond movie and sit there with a beer or something? Does that ever happen? Isaac, we start with you first. Is there a moment when you just kind of let it all go for a while?
Mike, I think we all want that. But the thing is, just how long do you allow it to happen? You know, mine may be for 30 minutes, you know, and I get up and I go do something else. Other people may be for an hour. And then, unfortunately, you got people that do it for 5 and 6 years at a time.
Well, that's
so
bad.
I'd rather go 30 minutes at a time, get me a little rest, and, you know, just say forget it. But I get back on the horse.
A James Bond movie is 2.5 hours, so you got to give it that.
I got to tell you, at my age, though, you know, I watched the movie the other night, Conclave, you know.
And
I fell asleep at the movie. So.
I have a tendency to try to stay active. You know, I try to go 3-4 days a week to the gym and get some cardio, get some lifting. You know, so I want to just, you know, turn into a big blob. You know, because I still have a pretty hearty appetite.
Yeah, you know what he ate for lunch today, don't you?
Don't look at me when you guys say a big blob.
Still have a pretty hearty appetite, and I know that if I eat the way and enjoy different foods that I do, and don't train and don't lift, I'm gonna run into some more health issues.
Plus, there's the team camaraderie when you work out. Vince, I've known each other a long time, and we went to the Rams, and they were introducing themselves when they came back to L.A. And I remember you walking up to me, and let's just say it wasn't my most fit performance of a lifetime. And you kind of looked at me and says, "Hey, Mike, working out?" And you kind of hit the gut a little bit. Immediately back to the gym. Thank you,
guys.
I'm glad it had something to do with your motivation.
By the way, Vince worked out before we got in the car to drive 2 hours.
Exactly.
I agree with Isaac. You got to keep training. Right. You got to keep physical fitness.
You got
to
wake up.
But I have to jog. I have to jog Isaac's memory a little bit. You know, he played in Super Bowl 38, Jackie. We played in 34. I'm sorry.
34.
We played in Super Bowl 14. So 20 years later, you played. And you know what you guys won that game, and that probably had to be the highlight, one of the highlights of your career, though, really, Isaac. But in that last final drive, you caught the winning touchdown. Now,
yeah,
you didn't sit there thinking, I don't want the ball, because you guys were the greatest show on turf. Everybody wanted to touch the ball. But
that's
were
right.
you thinking, did you have this idea in your mind that, hey, Kurt just got to throw me the ball because I'm going to score a touchdown. I'm going to get this thing done.
Yeah.
I mean, it had to come across your mind. I want the ball. Or did you always want the ball like that?
Oh, every play. I mean, right. I'm a wide receiver. I believe that, you know, when any little kid growing up, when he's imagining playing football and playing at a high level in the National Football League, he always sees himself as a wide receiver catching the game-winning pass. I mean, that's just the way it is. So,
even if you weigh 300 pounds, you do that.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you want to get in the end zone and do the Billy White shoes dance. You know, that's what I saw when I was coming up. But yeah, absolutely. That moment in the Super Bowl, you know, the interesting thing about it is that it was a play where I never get the ball on that play. Any of the outside guys never get the ball on that play. We're 2x2. And what we normally do, just run everybody down the field and just drop it off to Marshall and see what he can get before the 2-minute warning came out. So, you know, it's just something on the inside of me was telling me, you know what, this is it. This is your moment right here. And just so happened that defense was middle field close and the safety comes down and they were pressed on the outside, but we're not impeding the process off the ball. So I got a free release and I was able to run down the field. Didn't have to fight at the line of scrimmage at all. And I saw that ball coming, Vince.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, man, I had been there 1,000 times already in my mind as a kid back in Fort Lauderdale. And, you know, just to be able to catch it and to finish it, that play, that place, that moment, as big as Super Bowls are, it was definitely a dream come true for me.
So that advice that you would send to young kids today is just keep playing, just keep believing in yourself, work hard, great work ethic, have respect for the game, respect for one another. Don't you think that's great advice for young kids today?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, as players, we can go into weight rooms and do a lot of things physically on a football field and in a weight room to be prepared. But the mental process of it is it's a 24/7 deal. You know, you can always use your imagination. You can always see yourself with your footwork, from your stance, your start, to releasing off the line of scrimmage, to catching the point of the football, to tucking it away, to running, making people miss, and getting in the end zone. I feel that that's a part of the work that can always be done, and we should always be utilizing it.
Before we leave this, I just want to – this is a magic moment in life. I mean – you play a game in football, you play baseball, whatever, you play cards if you want to, you're playing poker. Sometimes you have that feeling that comes into your head that this next card is going to be this, or this next ball is going to come right to me, and I'm going to go ahead and catch this ball, and I'm going to have the touchdown. That happens to all of us. And is that from, you mentioned, from practicing and visualizing it so much over your careers? It's like, it's almost like magical, because then it happens and it's there and you go like, that's it. And sometimes when you see it and then you don't try to go for it, you go, my God, I saw it. I knew that it was going to be coming. This is something that goes beyond the game of football and it becomes almost like a spiritual connection to it. Do you guys all sense that when you play?
Well,
you know what? I'd like to say it's supernatural because, you know, when you listen to Darrell Revis in his Pro Football Hall of Fame speech, he mentioned in visualization, which is something that we all practice.
Right.
And, you know, those moments, you have to see yourself in those moments before you actually go out and perform those moments.
Right.
And you wonder why a guy like Barry Sanders never spikes the ball, because he's been there 1,000 times and he expects to get back because it's not new to him. It may be new to the fans, but he's already been there within his mind and his imagination.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I never ran other than that fumble that I picked up from Eric. I never caught a ball. I never was handed off a ball.
Yes.
But there are very few people that you will meet that had to walk to the line of scrimmage and deal with the likes of Howie Long or Reggie White or Tutaw Jones. And I got no sleep the night before I play those guys because I'm blocking them and trying to figure out how to keep them at bay in my sleep.
On the show last week, somebody moves to the left, you're getting ready to move to the right or whatever. It is the observation of doing it so often. And same with you, Vince, when you throw the ball, you got an idea before you see how the field goes out, but you kind of have a feeling this is what we're going to, a long bomb, I'm going to make this one.
Like Isaac said, everybody's got to work hard to get open on every play. Yeah. You never know when it's going to happen. And so you don't predetermine where you're going with the football. It did the coverage, the defense, you know, the play brings you where it's going to happen with the football. And it just happens, like you say, supernaturally. And that's what's happened to us. But as you know, Isaac, this is a team game. You can't do it yourself. And you got to depend on offensive linemen. You have to depend on the receivers, the coaching staff. It all comes together, and I think that's the mark of a champion. And we couldn't do it without the help of one another. And if you make everybody else that much better, that makes you the best player on the field. And we really enjoyed watching you play.
Especially as a quarterback. Can I ask Isaac one more question?
A minute and a half,
And this is why, Isaac, I've wondered about this. I don't think I've ever asked you. But, you know, the whole time we were at the Rams, certainly the 20 years that I was there and the whole time that you were there, 14 years, our dreaded and hated enemy was the San Francisco 49ers. And then I got to look up. I'm in retirement, and I'm enjoying retirement, and I got to look up and see my favorite wide receiver, the Rams of all times, out there with a San Francisco 49er, with a San Francisco 49er uniform.
Yeah, here we go.
What in the world? How did we get to that point, Isaac? Please tell me.
Jackie, let me tell you, man. It was
30 seconds to calm him down, Isaac. Go for it.
The hardest thing I ever had to do. You guys mentioned that Fred Dreyer. It's a reason why I like the show Hunter. But listen, I had a little bit more football in me, and they were the takers, the perfect spot. I tried to sabotage, but I just couldn't make myself do it.
Great answer.
Best of luck, Isaac. And if we can help your foundation, Isaac Bruce Foundation, let us know. We'd love to help.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you, man. Love you guys. Love you, Jackie.
All right, man. Appreciate you. I'll talk to you later.
Isaac Bruce, thanks for being with us. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with more on
Point Live. The greatest receiver I've played with.
The greatest receiver on turf. I'll tell you that. We'll be back with more on Point Live. Thanks for being with us. Check it out with our website, onpointlive.net. YouTube, follow us there, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie.
The John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit. For just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Kohl's Back to School Sale is here with deals on looks your kids will love all year. Because even though they're sad summer is ending, let's be real, some of us are ready. It's time to trade the all-day PJs and always damp swimsuits for styles that'll keep up and hold up so your kids will be ready too. Shop Kohl's back-to-school sale and bring on the new year. Select styles. Price is good through August 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater, and we have an incredible guest today from the Rams organization and from the 49ers for a couple of years. Isaac Bruce, drafted, in 1994, and he totaled over 1,000 yards, actually receptions, 1,024 receptions, 15,208 yards. This man, a 16-year career with the Rams from 94. He's drafted. He's on the Rams in 94 to 2007. Goes to the 49ers 2008, 2009. Starting role with the Rams just in his second season. Popped right in there. One of the great seasons by a wide receiver in league history. Listen to this one. The yardage would have been a new NFL record, except for this. Do you ever heard of this guy, Jerry Rice, was in the same year? These guys were battling here, Isaac Bruce and Jerry Rice. Jerry posted 1,848 yards, and Isaac Bruce, the first in NFL history to record three consecutive games with 170 or more receiving yards.
Three games,
that's right, consecutive. Right?
Absolutely.
Exactly. Got it. Never been done before.
And it's a record. Bruce produced 8 1,000-yard seasons, 10 seasons in which he recorded 60 or more receptions. He leaves L.A., and I think the owner took him into St. Louis there, and they get into Super Bowl 34, a first-place finish that year, a Super Bowl victory, 77 receptions, 1,165 yards, 12 touchdowns, earns him an all-pro nod. He gets into the Rams, a high franchise best 13-3 record at the time.
Right.
Need I say more? He's a Hall of Famer, ladies and gentlemen, Isaac Bruce. Isaac, thanks for being with us.
Hey, fellas, thanks for having me, Brother Slater, Vince, Mike. Thanks for having me on, man. Let's have some fun.
Looking forward to this, Brother Bruce, for quite some time. Man.
It's so great to have you on, Bruce, and thank you for joining us. You know, my only regret playing in the NFL and playing for the Rams was not having you to throw to, Isaac, because we could have lit it up. It would have been so much fun for me. But I have to tell you, you know, because you and Jackie played a couple years together with the Rams, and you wore number 80, he wore number 78, so your lockers were right next to one another. What was that like in the locker room? I mean, having to deal with this guy every day, I mean, you know, with all his antics. I mean, how'd you put up with him being right next to you like that?
You know what? It was really special. I think, when I first got drafted way back in 1994, and I'm sitting in the locker room, and I can look to my left, and I can see Jackie Slater, a guy who's been in the National Football League for a very long time at that time. And then I started doing my calculations in my head that, you know, his rookie year was 1976, and I was born in 1972. So, you know, I was kind of putting those two things together, and that's like, wow, I'm here. But this guy here, he's been here for a very long time. And not only that, I enjoyed watching Jackie Slater dress for practice.
Ooh.
Watching him get dressed for practice was an event within itself. You know, taping up everything, his fingers to the pads he wore on his arm. And I watched Jackie. Jackie was a mentor of mine, just the way he practiced and went about practice like it was a game. So by the time Sunday rolled around, it was very easy for him. So I kind of picked that up from him. And every time I went out to practice, I treated it like a game, and I got that from the Hall of Famer, Jackie Slater. That's my guy.
Isaac, you should watch the way he prepares for this show. He tapes everything up just before he goes on the air with us. That's great. It's amazing.
I bet.
Well, Isaac certainly has the great work ethic, Michael.
Yes,
that,
absolutely.
Yeah, he probably picked up from Jackie, but I'm sure he brought that to the table as well. But you know what? Nobody worked any harder than you did, Isaac. But you were such a key member of that greatest show on turf. My question to you, Isaac, is where did that name come from? And then how was that offense so special? What made it so special?
Well, I'll say the name was first spoken, in a team facility by the great Tony Horn. Tony Horn was a receiver on the team. He was a special teams ace. He did the kickoff returns for us. And I think he mentioned it Not only that, I think he also named the touchdown celebration that we had those years, the Bob and Weave. So I think he's the originator of it. And we kind of latched on to it because it sounded real cool and it was different. It was a play on, you know, on the circus, what the circus would bring to town. And when we came to town, we were bringing the greatest show on turf. But just to play with those group of guys, you know, it's an experience that I'll never forget. You know, when we talk about team sports and just how important team sports is, from a camaraderie to, you know, just genuinely liking each other and being around each other, being able to celebrate each other. We truly had that with the greatest show on turf. And I've been on a lot of different teams and been in a lot of different locker rooms with a lot of different faces. But that era, you know, that really sticks out as my professional football career to me.
You're absolutely right. And I remember being fortunate enough to, at the end of my career, to be able to come there and watch you practice and to watch you interact with your teammates, some very special guys, Marshall Faulk and Orlando Pace, and, you know, you're just a ton of great, great football players I watched.
Yes.
And the thing that I wondered about, I used to look at guys like you, and I would say, you know, these guys are going to have an opportunity to experience a lot of glamour and experience, you know, just the names being called every time they catch a ball. And whereas a big guy like me, you know, only might get my name called in a game for holding. And I remember watching you, Ike, and I remember thinking to myself, this guy works so hard. I wonder how is he going to be able to last. And so when I look back and I see that you played 16 years in the National Football League, I know how difficult it was for me to get the couple of decades in that I did. Tell me about that process, your mindset, and right. what were you thinking, you know, as you prepared for a season?
Well, Jackie, I think it's like this because, you know, as rookies, when I came in 94, probably when you came in 76, there were, you know, statements or proclamations or prophecies that people say, you know, this only lasts so long. You've been an offensive lineman, you probably only last 3 years in the league, or you'll probably only last, you know, 3 years in the National Football League as a wide receiver. Right. You know, when I heard stuff like that, I chose not to believe it. I chose to believe that I can play as long as I wanted to play. I can be highly productive as long as I wanted to be highly productive. So that was always my mindset. If it didn't agree with some of the goals that I set for myself, I was quick to really just, you know, pluck it out like a weed and replant another thought. And I think that's what helped my longevity. And on top of that, I saw guys like you played 20. I saw guys like Jerry Rice. He was playing, you know, 10 plus years. Michael Irvin, he played a while. Other guys like Henry Ellard, he played, you know, a very long time in the National Football League.
That's
and
right.
I figured if those guys could do it, you know, I could do it the exact same way. And from a nutrition standpoint, I think that was a really a key in my career. I started to learn about nutrition, what worked with the body, what didn't work for the body. And I really honed in on that, you know, probably after my eighth or ninth year. And that really pushed me to really have the longevity that I had.
Mm. Well, you never would have thought that you would have played as long as you did when people watch you work. In fact, I remember a scenario where it was said that, you know, one of the reasons why you had pulled a hamstring was because you didn't participate in the off-season program for enough reps, and you didn't have 55% participation in the off-season program, and that was the reason why you hurt. But then I came to find out, I'm thinking, how could that be? I come to find out when Mike Marks was hired as the offensive coordinator, one of his main charges was to make sure that he got you healthy and kept you on the field, and the number one thing he did was limit your reps. Because I don't ever remember you being a guy that didn't work hard. And that was the problem. You were overworking and therefore hurting yourself, and you just had inability to take yourself out of those situations. Talk to me about, if you were a young guy, a young Isaac Bruce, what would you tell, how would you advise him about the difference between tough, tenacious working and then being healthy, keeping yourself healthy?
Yeah, it's definitely important being able to, you know, experience rest, you know, force yourself to rest if you have to at times, and do all you can to learn about nutrition, what works with the body, what foods work with the body, what doesn't work with the body. So to me, that was extra important. So the one thing I would tell a younger version of myself is that, you know, your mindset going in to anything that, you know, at a high level, playing football at a high level, is of the utmost importance. You believing that you can do something starts between the ears, and that would be the info or the wisdom that I would give to a younger version of myself.
Wow, that's
love to watch sports for the concentration value, and talking to you guys and talking to guests we've had on the show, it is all about concentrating and giving it that little extra advantage. You have to be there, be in person on the ground, and have your feet planted there. And I think that nutrition, everything is part of. When you guys retire, do you continue doing that? You guys are in good shape, Isaac. Isaac Bruce, you look in good shape. Yeah. What's the secret now as you continue?
That's the same thing. It's part of the routine or the habits that you built while you were playing, and continue to, you know, participate in those habits. So, you know, going, getting the nutrition, getting workouts, training, those things are always important so that you live a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, you're also working to keep this cardiovascular system functional. So, you know, walks, little light runs and things like that helps. You know, guys like myself and guys like Jackie and Vince look the way that we look. So it's important to us, and it becomes a habit that is hard to break.
Let me ask you one other question here on that line. In your deepest, darkest moments, you, Isaac Bruce, Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo, don't you sometimes just want to flop on the bed and turn on a James Bond movie and sit there with a beer or something? Does that ever happen? Isaac, we start with you first. Is there a moment when you just kind of let it all go for a while?
Mike, I think we all want that. But the thing is, just how long do you allow it to happen? You know, mine may be for 30 minutes, you know, and I get up and I go do something else. Other people may be for an hour. And then unfortunately, you got people that do it for 5 and 6 years at a time.
Well, that's bad.
I'd rather go 30 minutes at a time, get me a little rest, and, you know, just say forget it. But I get back on the horse.
James Bond movie's 2.5 hours, so you got to give it that.
I got to tell you, at my age, though, you know, I watched the movie the other night, Conclave, you know.
Oh, boy.
And I fell asleep at the movie. So
You didn't get the pick or anything?
It was a good movie. Well, I have a tendency to try to stay active. You know, I try to go 3-4 days a week to the gym and get some cardio, get some lifting, you know, so I want to just, you know, turn into a big blob, you know, because I still have a pretty hearty appetite.
Yeah, you know what he ate for lunch today, don't you?
Don't look at me when you guys say a big blob.
I still have a pretty hearty appetite, and I know that if I eat the way and enjoy different foods that I do and don't train and don't lift, I'm going to have run into some more health issues. Can I ask Isaac one more question?
A minute and a half,
And this is why, Isaac, I've wondered about this. I don't think I've ever asked you, but, you know, the whole time we were at the Rams, certainly the 20 years that I was there and the whole time that you were there, 14 years, our dreaded and hated enemy was the San Francisco 49ers. And then I got to look up. I'm in retirement, and I'm enjoying retirement, and I got to look up and see my favorite wide receiver of the Rams of all times out there with a San Francisco 49er, with a San Francisco 49er uniform.
Yeah, here we go.
What in the world? How did we get to that point, Isaac? Please tell me.
Jackie, let me tell you, man. It was
30 seconds to calm him down, Isaac. Go for it.
The hardest thing I ever had to do. You guys mentioned that Fred Dreyer. It's a reason why I like the show Hunter. He refused to go to San Fran. But listen, I had a little bit more football in me, and they were the takers, the perfect spot. I tried to sabotage, but I just couldn't make myself do it.
Great answer.
Best of luck, Isaac. And if we can help your foundation, Isaac Bruce Foundation, let us know. We'd love to help.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you, man. Love you guys. Love you, Jackie.
All right, man. Appreciate you. I'll talk to you later.
Isaac Bruce, thanks for being with us. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more on
Live. The greatest receiver I've played.
The greatest receiver on turf, I'll tell you that. We'll be back with more on Point Live. Thanks for being with us. Check it out with our website, onpointlive.net. YouTube, follow us there, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. If you're just checking in, we were listening to an amazing interview that the two Rams legend have had with Rams other legend and Hall of Famer, Isaac Bruce, where they got into the nitty-gritty of what it takes to reach that pinnacle of sports and the pinnacle of the NFL and what it takes as a person and a drive and the rest and recovery and the body, the work that you put into your body, and that it's not only talent that gets you to the top of the mountain. There's a lot more that goes into it, and that's why we have Jackie Slater and we have Isaac Bruce as two Rams Hall of Famers, and they did a great job going into personal stories and their lives and how they progressed in their football career and how they reached to that top of that mountain. And when the boys come back, when the men come back, they're going to have a lot to talk about because the Rams training camp is now over. And Stafford didn't even walk on the field. We don't even know if his back is going to be ready for week one. There's a lot of optimism from Sean McVay and others, but he is getting up there now. I think he's 37, and he's been dealing with back problems since midway through his Lions career. And I'm not a Rams fan, but I am scared because you have Jimmy Garoppolo back there, and we've seen him in other systems outside of the Patriots and outside of any other structure like that. Sean McVay can work wonders, but we'll have to see because Garoppolo, I don't know, him, he couldn't work on the Raiders, and he already had Davante Adams there. So the new addition of Davante Adams might help with Puka Nacua, but we'll have to see how that offense gels without Matthew Stafford possibly being there. And I know they'll have a lot to talk about, especially Vince. You know him. Anything that has to do with quarterbacks, he'll be ready and rearing to go, given his opinion. And maybe Jack will have some to talk about the linemen. Maybe the linemen are going to have to step up and take more of a load to keep Stafford upright and not get any hits to his unnecessary hits to his back. But thank you for joining us today, guys. It was a pleasure. Again, my name's Corey Marino. If you want to follow us, go to our website at onpointlive.net. And then also subscribe to our YouTube channel at On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. And on our Instagram at on.point.live. And thank you very much to our sponsors at Harmony Cheese. You have the best cheese in the world. And it's, of course, from Wisconsin. And if you want to email them on onpoint@crntalk.com.